I am with Mark and Cheryl Seib, Poseyville, Indiana. That's Posey County. Let me start with you first, Cheryl. You spoke about how you and Mark first met. Tell me about how that love connection first manifested itself.
We were at Boys State and Girls State School for 4-H, and there was an initiation dance in the Farm Bureau building between the two schools, and this group of boys was sitting in a chair, and I said, which one of you lucky guys would like to dance with me? Because that was my job as an honor girl. And so Mark was at the tail end, and they pushed him out on the dance floor. I met him. He was 6'4", beautiful blue eyes, and it really was love at first sight.
And this was at the Indiana State Fair, is that correct?
That is correct.
Which year, not to date you both, but which year would this have been?
1976.
You from Posey County, Mark, and of course Cheryl from Bartholomew County, Columbus, Indiana, and you come away with your future bride.
Which was totally unexpected. But let me tell you the real story. Really, what happened out of this, we were all in the line. Ted McKinney was right beside me. First time I met Ted McKinney, and we were standing there, and he pushed me out to dance with Cheryl for the first time. And ever since then, that's why we've been always together from this point forward. We met in 76. We've been together. We were engaged for a year. Her mother forbid us to be married at the state fair during that time. So in 79, we got married, and then we've been having this will be our 43rd year.
And Cheryl, what's interesting is that you're from Bartholomew County, Southern Indiana, and you decided just based off of your love for Mark to make the commitment and move to Posey County, which is quite a distance from Bartholomew County.
It's 180 miles. Growing up in high school, my best friends were all farmers' daughters, and I always said, I'm going to marry a farmer, and they all told me that that was the craziest thing they'd ever heard, and by golly, I did get a farmer in Posey County, a hog farmer at that, and now a grain farmer, and I have no regrets.
Now, since 1976, the Indiana State Fair, do you both make that trip back to 38th and Fall Creek Road since that's where the connection first started?
Actually, we have been there every year for the last 9 years and have celebrated our anniversary at the fair. What Mark didn't tell you is he proposed to me in the hog building at the state fair 1 year after I met him. And so the connection is there. Our first date with my mother was at the dairy barn, and we had milkshakes and grilled cheese sandwiches. And every year we go back and get a grilled cheese sandwich and a milkshake to celebrate.
Mark, what led you to decide to get down on one knee in the hog barn? First of all, when you got down on one knee, you had to watch where your knee was because you certainly didn't want your knee to be in the wrong spot. But what led you to think that the hog barn would be the best place to propose?
Well, the family had all gathered because the micro mini tractor pulls were going on for the state finals, and my brother made the state finals in the tractor pull. So the whole family was together at one location at one time. It was at the state fair where Cheryl and I had met, and that made it the perfect decision to make the announcement, because after we had been together for a year, I knew she was the one. There was no doubt in my mind. And from that point forward, with us raising hogs, I thought, if she's going to stick with me, she's going to stick with me being proposed in the hog barn as well.
You both will be back for the 2022, it's fast approaching, the Indiana State Fair. Certainly that trip from Poseyville coming up here shortly.
And we will be there as well. Cheryl is also a district woman's leader for Indiana Farm Bureau. They're going to have the Taste of Indiana going on at that time, and we will be there again for our anniversary.
Fantastic. And Cheryl, who would have thought out of that trip, still celebrating 47 years of love together?
It has been quite a ride, and I wouldn't change a single thing. I still think he's the most handsome man on earth, and I still think the Indiana State Fair is a great place to be.
And who knows, someone here this summer may be meeting their future husband at the Indiana State Fair. What about that?
That would be exciting. I hope they invite me to the wedding.
Once again, Mark and Cheryl Seib, congratulations on being named Master Farmers here today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.